Sardo Kitchen. Welcome. I'm Steve Garner. Chef John Ash has the day off today. Well deserved. But we are pleased to welcome, first of all, Toriano Gordon to the show. John and I had the pleasure of welcoming Toriano to the KS Sardo Kitchen back in February to celebrate the not quite yet published book, Vegan Mob, Vegan Barbecue, and Soul Food. And Toriano brought us in a beautiful catered lunch from the restaurant right here on West 3rd Street in Santa Rosa. And then we learned that Toriano is going to be back, actually is back, this weekend in Sonoma County to appear at a couple of our local Sonoma County libraries. So we wanted to make sure that our listeners knew about this and to make sure that they know about not only the book, but the restaurant. Toriano, it's great to talk with you again. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to hear your voice again. It was really illuminating to learn about you when you joined John and me, about your upbringing in the Bay Area, that your grandparents owned restaurants in the San Francisco area, in the Fillmore area, that you began selling food out of your car and farmers markets, and that you had kind of a rough and tumble upbringing before discovering a very strong spiritual side to yourself and also adopting more of a vegan lifestyle. And that when did the first Vegan Mob restaurant open?
2019 in Oakland, October 5th, 2019.
Great. And currently you have the one in the Santa Rosa one is doing great. And I need to tell you, it's unfortunate John couldn't come in today because he told me his daughter had just taken him to Vegan Mob a few weeks ago and said he said the food was absolutely sensational. He couldn't believe what a lively center that is with the other businesses that are part of that on 3rd Street.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, we're happy to be in Santa Rosa. We have also San Bruno, California, but you guys definitely cover the Santa Rosa area. So, and it's a beautiful location, I'm definitely glad to be out there.
Well, and the food you brought us was beautiful, and it's based on, of course, the food from the cookbook and also from the restaurant, the Vegan Mob Cookbook. How did you get hooked up with coming up to the Sonoma County Regional Libraries this weekend?
Oh, they reached out to me. So today I'll actually be at the Recon Valley Library in Santa Rosa, and then tomorrow is the Sebastopol, and I think they're both sold out.
They are. They sold out just immediately. There is a wait list. Some people may not show up, so people in the area, it certainly couldn't hurt to stop by. The Rincon Valley one today starts at 3 o'clock, goes for an hour.
Right.
And the one tomorrow is also 3 to 4. That's at the Sebastopol Regional Library. When you joined John and me in the KS Sardo Kitchen, we were both absolutely knocked out by your gumbo.
That's what I'm cooking today.
Well, that's what I wanted to mention. And that recipe is also in the Vegan Mob Cookbook, correct?
It is. And I'll be bringing a few books to sell if people don't have any, because I know it's a library, so I know that I don't think they're selling any books, so I decided to bring some up there with me just in case.
Well, I just want to let people know that the current copies of Vegan Mob at the library, they're not available.
Right.
people already checked those out. So besides the cooking demo during that hour, you'll be talking about, I guess, your background, your upbringing, how you started the restaurant. What else will you cover today, Toriano?
I mean, everything, you know, from how, like you said, my background, my upbringing, you know, what we have planned for the future. You know, just the recipes, we get a little food taste, just all of that, just everything. I'm an open book, so I like to dig in, and it'll be hard for me to get everything in an hour, because believe me, you have to tell me to be quiet. So with talking and cooking at the same time, you know, maybe next time they need to give me 2 hours.
Well, I think it's going to be beautiful. I hope there's some young people that will be able to attend, because I know you take very seriously about your role as a mentor to young people and young businessmen, that they can do it. If you did it, they can do it.
Definitely. I love to pay it forward, and I believe that one of my callings is to, you know, be a great example to my peers and to the youth, you know, and I love, and it keeps me grounded as well, not just being a spiritual guy, you know, putting God first, and then also, like, knowing I got eyes on me, and not just my kids, but the public, and I know I'm an inspiration and for others, and so I have a duty to put my best foot forward, you know, not just for my family, but for the larger family too that's out there that's watching me as well.
Well, you are an inspiration to those that feel they can't do it because
right.
of their upbringing, because of the restrictions economically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you had a vision of what you wanted
yep.
to do, and I know that a lot of your success you attribute to being a God-based spiritual person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, when times get tough, and it would
yep.
be easy to just throw in the towel and say, I just can't do it. You look to a higher power.
I always pray. I mean, when did I come out there? Was it January?
Yeah, it was February. It was a week before the book was published.
And I've had miracles happen, tons of them, since I left there. You know, there's always something, you know, coming up, but where I am just being blessed, you know. So even with my vision, when I started, I didn't have any money. I was doing Uber, and all I knew is that I was going to make this happen, and it happened, you know. So and I believe that it will happen. So it's definitely, there's resources out there, and you just have to believe and have faith, and you can make anything that you want happen.
Well said. So those that can't attend the library demonstration today or tomorrow, but again, if you're in the area in Rincon Valley, out in Montecito, and you want to swing by and just see if there might be a space available, do go for it. That's today from 3 to 4. And tomorrow in Sebastopol, if you're out at the regional library area, from 3 to 4, there might be a spot available too. And if you can't attend and meet Toriano in person, you can always go to the restaurant here in Santa Rosa. That's at 13 West 3rd Street, and they're open from 11 until 8 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, and try Toriano's food there, or even better yet, pick up the cookbook and cook the foods for yourself. There's some wonderful recipes in there, especially the vegan chili, the vegan gumbo, the vegan meatloaf. The vegan fried chicken was really terrific. And something I had to tell you, I was like, I don't think about vegan fried chicken. That's just not going to work. But you changed my mind. And also the coconut cream pie.
What coconut? Oh, which one did you have? Out of the
cookbook.
Okay. Yeah. The banana pudding. With
yes,
the coconut on there.
Yes. Yes. That's a real.
Oh, yeah, that
was a
oh,
real.
Oh my God.
Well, we're just real happy for your success, and we're real happy that you're here in Sonoma County on this beautiful spring Saturday and Sunday, and we want to wish you much luck, much success, at both of your appearances at Sebastopol and Rincon Valley Library today and tomorrow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on, and I love to come back again.
All right. We will make a date soon. Best of luck.
Let's
Thanks for joining.
It.
Good luck, and nice talking with you, Toriano.
Thank you. You guys have a great, beautiful day. Hey, and don't forget to pull up on us, baby.
Will do. Thanks again.
All right. All right. Have a good one.
Toriano Gordon from Vegan Mob at the library today and tomorrow here in Sonoma County. Great way to spend an hour today if you're lucky enough to be able to attend. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we will catch up with one of the true culinary voices in Sonoma County for over 35 years, Michelle Anna Jordan, joining me live in the KSRO kitchen this morning. This is KSRO.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, 96.9 in Petaluma, and 94.5 in Sonoma at KSRO.com and on the KSRO app.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping kids in our community to become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. This year, 1,100 elementary students in six local schools are participating, earning prizes as they read. And Simpson Sheet Metal is proud to be a part of it. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. Over the years, reading with them has evolved. Now, we read their school books and their weekly vocabulary words along with chapter books. As they've grown, I've seen their reading skills and comprehension increase, along with their interest in the world around them. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Lifetime outcomes for children who learn to read and build comprehension include better health, higher income, and increased graduation rates. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read on Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
Right now, there are buyers waiting for your home to come on the market. To help you navigate the busy spring market, meet the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team, the Norman Home Team.
This is Allison Norman. When you work with the Norman Home Team, you get my nearly two decades of experience in all areas of residential real estate, including senior relocation, trust and probate, veterans, investors, and land. Stephanie brings valuable insight to help our millennial and Gen Z buyers.
I'm Stephanie Norman. I've worked in and around real estate for over 14 years. Now, as a licensed real estate agent, I can help our buyers and sellers through the entire transaction.
Picture this, a team with a wide range of expertise, a seasoned negotiator, and a tech-savvy millennial with a shared passion for real estate. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to AllisonNorman.com. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237.
Feel like the digital world is leaving you behind? If it feels overwhelming or you're concerned about the future, dive in to Digital Download 2024, Sonoma County's ultimate digital marketing event, hosted by Waterdrop Digital. Join us for an educational experience filled with delicious food and locally sourced wine. Ask industry experts about AI, social media marketing, and more. Get your questions answered Tuesday, May 7th, 5 to 7 p.m. Reserve your spot at waterdropdigital.com. Waterdrop Digital.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's right, it's Chick Days at the Feed Store in Sebastopol. Starting March 14th through June, the Feed Store will have baby chicks and everything you could possibly need to care for them, most especially the years and years of knowledge for knowing how to care for your new backyard brood. The Feed Store in Sebastopol, your one-stop shop for all your large and small animal feed and needs. Happy Chick Days!
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
KSRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner. Welcome in to the kitchen. John Ash is off today. He has a day off this morning, but Never fear, because Michelle Anna Jordan is joining us. It's been a couple years since we had the pleasure of having Michelle in the KS Ordo kitchen. What have you been up to? You been doing anything these past couple of years?
Oh, nah, just, you know, eating bonbons, sleeping late.
Well, not all the time, because I read your column Wednesday in the Press Democrat. How long have you been writing that column?
My first column in the Press Democrat was in April of 1997.
Oh, so we're looking at 27 years writing that.
Yeah, and before that, it started in March of either 84 or 86.
Oh, my gosh.
In the Sebastopol Times and News.
Really?
And I was there for like 3 or 4 years, and then I went to what became the North Bay Bohemian. Oh. It was still the paper when I went, and then it became the Independent. And then North Bay Bohemian.
So we know you through your writing, many of us, but also many of us know you through your long-running radio program, which aired on KRCB for a number of years.
27 years. And, you know, I do think about revisiting it. I don't want to do it as a weekly show, as a volunteer, you know, Mouthful, which got four or five James Beard nominations up against, you know, the big boys NPR. It was an all-volunteer show except for the on-air engineer. And actually, in a nutshell, I left because the station told me they would no longer provide an engineer for me.
That's tough to do a radio show without some support.
Yeah, you got to have some support. And then, you know, I think we've all struggled in returning to normal after COVID and everything else. It's just a new world. So I'm reevaluating. And what I'd like to do with Mouthful is come back once a month with a pre-recorded show that actually gets out into the field more and more. Because increasingly, publishers aren't paying for many press trips these days because of the internet. So I just, you know, if I revive it, I would just want to go out on the farm and talk to farmers, you know, get really close to people who are doing magnificent things in Sonoma County, which has always been my primary interest.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Michelle Anna Jordan. Following this, it's the KS Ordo Good Food Hour.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Country Summer, presented by Bud Light, June 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, with Sunday's lineup headlined by Jordan Davis.
If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough.
Along with Walker Hayes.
We fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street stay with the Oreo shake.
Corey Kent.
Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
And Ashley Cook.
Place to walk up, say hey, ask how I've been at some party.
Old Dominion headlines Friday and Little Big Town Saturday on the Chevy Silverado stage. Brought to you by Bud Light, Bay Area Chevy dealers, Redwood Credit Union, Hoppe Material Handling, Kinsmoke, and Bud Light Seltzer. Country Summer's 10th anniversary, June 14th to 16th. Single day tickets and 3 day passes on sale now at countrysummer.com.
What if you could make a positive impact in your community by joining a group in existence since 1976? I'm talking about the Northern California Engineering Contractors Association, or the ECA. When you join the ECA, you get connections to contractors, suppliers, engineers, and service providers that will help your business and make a difference in our community. Whether it is helping build the Miracle League ball field in Petaluma for kids with special needs, influencing the projects that make our roads safer, or getting a permit to improve your property, the ECA is at the table representing you. The ECA informs you, provides classes that will educate you, and enables you to network with like-minded professionals who are passionate about our environment, community, and business in Northern California. The ECA is present so you can focus on your firm's work rather than go to a bunch of meetings that affect your business and community. Please visit our website to see what we do at www.ncECA.org. ECA, we are the community.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month, guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market. But without any risk of loss, ever. It's guaranteed money for life income, no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GB Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
News anywhere. Stream KSRO from your smartphone or smart speaker. KSRO, Sonoma County's News Talk, FM, AM, and online.
The North Bay Job Fair, where employers find great employees, Wednesday, May 15th at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Hiring managers, reserve your table now at northbayjobfair.com.
I'm KSRO's Daniel Trucios with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. High of 78 today with sunny skies, 63 along the coast. Not much wind inland, but expect some gusts up to 25 miles an hour on the shores. Mostly clear skies for tonight, low 47 degrees. Very similar for tomorrow, high of 80, 65 along the shores with sunny skies. Monday then at 81, and then Tuesday a bit cooler, around 70. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 at 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Michelle Anna Jordan, John Ash off today. And Michelle, you have also brought a guest to join you on the show today. Who is this?
This is Bobby.
Bobby. Hello, Bobby.
It's a good name for a brother. Part of the inspiration for his name is RFK, who, you know, it's the first political campaign that I volunteered on. And then growing up, I had two close friends, really important people in my life, who had brothers named Bobby, and Bobby was Lark's little brother.
So Bobby is not a human.
Bobby is not a human. Bobby is a miniature chocolate cream long-haired dachshund.
How old is Bobby?
Bobby is six. He's going to be six in June.
Oh, and I like his little, whatever you call that he's wearing. What is that?
Oh, it's a harness. It's a harness so that they don't hurt their the bone in the neck.
Oh.
You should never have a leash and a collar on a dog, because if they strain, then they can do some damage. So yeah, it's just a harness.
Well, he's very well behaved. Better behaved than a lot of our guests that come
yes,
on the show.
Yes, I understand that. And he's used to radio, you know.
So when we had you on in August of 2022, you were launching this dinner and a movie idea.
Well, I launched it in March of 22.
We had you on, I think, in the summer.
Yeah, that summer, I wasn't anywhere. I got really sick.
Oh, well, then it was March.
It's canceled.
I knew it was 2022, but I was wrong about the date.
Well, we might have scheduled something for August, but then had to cancel it because I got sick. But the way this launched is pretty magical. I saw that there was a restored print of The Godfather, and that it was going to be showing at the Rialto Cinemas. And I just shot off an email to Kai Boyd, the owner, who I knew. He was, when they were on Summerfield, they were so generous with KRCB and had several mouthful anniversary programs there. So I just thought, hey, Kai, what do you think of doing a dinner before The Godfather? I could do a redux of the dinner that I served to Francis and Ellie Coppola at Mike Thompson's house. And I didn't hear from him right away. And I thought, okay. I'm kind of an idiot. I, you know, get enthusiastic and then cringe. And I got this email saying, oh, God, I've been out of town. I'm sorry. This is a great idea. Come down and talk. And in like 3 minutes, it's like, yes, this is perfect. It's been waiting to happen. And so we did, we sold out and we increased the numbers, I think three times. I wanted to keep the price really low, $35 a person for four or five courses, because, you know, they don't do fine dining. I had never worked in their kitchen before. And if anything went wrong, it's like, hey, you paid $35, roll with the punches. But everything except for the great pepper grinder fiasco. Everything went really well.
So you did it last year too, didn't
you? Well, I did it. So March of 22nd was the first one, and then we didn't do the next one until November of 23.
Okay.
And then we came up with a whole schedule for this year. This Sunday is our second one. The first one was in February. It was big night, and I actually did make 25 individual timpani. And instead of a hard-boiled egg cut in quarters and divided through them, I did quail's eggs.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Each one had a quail's egg, right? Each timpano had a quail's egg in the middle.
And if listeners have not seen this movie, you got to see Big Night.
Yeah.
It's a classic movie.
Yeah. What I really wanted to do was, as people were leaving, I wanted to hand them a little plate of scrambled eggs, which is, for me, that's one of the sweetest moments in the movie.
So who's helping you cook these meals?
Well, there's a great staff, both serving staff and kitchen staff at the Rialto. Mm-hmm. Noah Hoffman is the head chef there, and he does a really good job. And then also Jack Martin, who, you know, the little guy you saw running between the tables at K&L Bistro, he just about grew up there. So, and he did a lot of cooking during the last couple of years of K&L Bistro. And then his older brother, Luke, he is... he's waitstaff. So there's, you know, I just love getting to work with the Martin boys and getting to be around the Martin boys. So they really pull it together. As far as all of the prep and all of the cooking, that's really just me.
Yeah. Okay. But you have a support.
I have a support team. And I have to give a shout out to Patisserie Angelica. I don't know if you've had Gergana on.
We have years ago.
She's just so wonderful. She, you know, and she bought Patisserie Angelica, and it's right across the parking lot from the Rialto's in Sebastopol, and I was able to cook the timpano in one of her ovens. And she had an oven where we could get all 45 in the oven at the same time, rather than having to cook in batches as we would have to do at the...
Well, that was fortuitous.
Yeah, it was really nice, and she came to the dinner, and I invited her to the one tomorrow night if she wants to come.
So Big Night was the kickoff, and you have another big movie coming up this weekend.
Yes, Big Eden, an independent film that... you really should see on a big screen. This is a rare opportunity because it came out in 2000 and it was not very available then either. But there's some just gorgeous cinematography, beautiful, beautiful vistas of Montana where most of the movie takes place.
Yeah, this would be a perfect time for me to read something you just handed to me, and that's from Kai Boyd, the founder of the Rialto Cinemas.
Yes, and the movie was his pick. I didn't know about it.
May I read this?
Absolutely, please.
So Kai wrote, "As a gay man who grew up in a conservative area of Montana, it never occurred to me that one day there would be a Montana-set gay love story like Big Eden. When Michelle Anna Jordan and I were suggesting movies to each other, it was important to both of us that some of our choices not be what could be considered the usual suspects of food movies. Big Eden is a movie about many things. It is about family. It is about going home. It is about reconnecting with and reconciling your past. It is about community. It is about love. Connecting all these things is food. Though not considered part of the canon of food movies, food is the essential connective tissue that ties all of the characters and the story together. That the film takes place over the course of most of a year made it a wonderful and adaptable choice for our series. Michelle's vision to tie the film to the foods and flavors of spring is the perfect choice. Enjoy this visit to an idyllic, small Montana town. As Dorothy says in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home."
Thank you for reading that. That just gives me chills. It's so beautiful. A big thank you to Kai.
So you've seen the movie.
Yeah, I saw the movie. I watched it on my 27-inch iMac so I could get some of the... And, you know, the shots are just gorgeous. And it does something that is really hard to do. It's sweet, it's tender, it's romantic, and it's not saccharine or cloying. You know, it's not a Lifetime or Hallmark movie. It's... It's just a really sweet story. And my favorite character, and he's probably everybody's favorite character, is this guy Pike. And I don't want to say anything more about Pike. Pike rocks.
Okay. I'm not familiar with any of the actors in the movie.
You know what? I didn't know their names, but I recognize them from Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. Oh. Some of them have been the criminals or the victims.
Okay.
So I think there were at least three, maybe even as many as four or five, who I recognized from Law and Order.
Oh, it's wonderful. And Kai gave us a wonderful introduction to the movie. He goes on to say it's about an artist, Henry Hart, goes home to visit and care for his ailing grandparent to accompany this often overlooked gem. And, of course, you're celebrating the flavors of spring. Can you tell us about the menu?
I would love to tell you about the menu. Well, as you probably know, because you're always so good about reading my column, we're having French breakfast radishes, and you know how much I love them. I wanted to serve them with some of that incredible sheep's butter that Haverton Hill was making, but they are no more. Oh. And I could not find any sheep milk butter, so I have a wonderful goat milk butter. And it's very pristine and bright, which is what I wanted with the radishes. And then also with that will be Eppies from Nightingale Bread, the pull aparts. So that's
Forestville.
Nightingale Bread, Forestville. So that's the first course, that's the appetizer course. And then, hallelujah, thank you, Mike Peterson of Oliver's Market. We have Green Globe artichokes, the real thing. And on the plate will be half of a Green Globe artichoke that's already cooked and finished on a grill. I'll take the choke out, and then in that little area between the leaves and the meat of the heart will be a nice dollop of new garlic aioli. And then it will be flanked by some roasted, some grilled scallions, and everything finished with a new garlic vinaigrette, or green garlic vinaigrette. So that's and then the main course is very creamy, very voluptuous risotto. And it's going to have asparagus, lots of fresh fava beans, some mushrooms, and then it will be sitting in a nice cheese, probably something from Bohemian Creamery. I'm heading out there when we're done with the show. And then it's going to have, it's going to be flanked by roasted maitake mushrooms and topped with a slice of Trumpet Royale mushrooms. So it'll just be, and people are saying, what, no meat? It's like, honey.
Don't eat any meat.
When you have risotto, if you go to a restaurant and get risotto, you know, you don't get it in addition to. The risotto, it's so voluptuous, and with those maitake, with any of the mushrooms,
like
you won't even
steak.
Think.
It's like eating
exactly.
a steak.
And then for dessert, I'm making it easier than I had planned. I'm making strawberry rhubarb galettes with black pepper cream. And by black pepper cream, take whipped cream and infuse, actually it's pepper cream because I infuse the cream with both black pepper and white peppercorns, and just a little bit of sugar, which increases the perception on your palate of the pepper, and then whip it by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a little dollop of that on the galette. We don't want the galette to be eclipsed by the cream. We just want a little bit. So that's the menu. And
it's a wonderful choice of word, eclipsed.
I love that word.
Since we just had one.
Yes, absolutely. So that's the menu. And it's $59 a person, which if you've been going out to dinner much, that's still a really good price.
Hey, you know, you can easily spend that on a drink, a hamburger and fries, and a little side salad. So this is quite a very generous menu.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think it's, we want to draw people into the theater. We want to draw people in to see movies that they didn't necessarily have a chance to see when they first came out. And also, I'm not a huge fan of, I don't know how else to call it other than food porn. You know, the lingering shots on the chef stirring or placing a single chive flower in the proper place. There's so many movies that do that. And the thing that troubles me about it is it's making food an end in itself. And I really feel that food nourishes us. It connects us to community. to the farmers we eat, who make our food, to the cheesemakers, to the people that are at the table with us. And I don't want to make food more important than all the other elements. I want it to be good, and I love cooking it, and I love sharing it. But I don't think it's more important than anything else that is happening at a mealtime. Mm-hmm. And so that's my approach to my cooking. It's approach to my writing, and I love that this particular film approaches food in that way as well.
So it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
So do we have any tickets available?
There are some tickets available. There are a few seats available. And the only reason this is not sold out, you know, in advance is because people are not familiar with the movie. And I can't encourage you enough. And I should say, you don't have to have the dinner. You can just go to the movie.
Oh, all right.
You can just go to the dinner and not go to the movie, or you can go to the movie and not go to the dinner. Both are still available. And you know,
so what's the best way to get information?
Go to rialtocinemas.com and then click on Sonoma County and click on special events and scroll down until you see dinner and a movie.
Okay,
there's a whole special webpage for it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and then we're going to jump from Big Eden to the big movie, The Godfather, in June, and find out your take on that and also your menu idea. Michelle Anna Jordan is with us in the KSRO kitchen today. I'm Steve Garner.
Delivering the facts.
The source I can trust.
KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me after they tell me how amazing I look is, where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Honey, we need to make reservations for Buckley for our vacation. He loves going to daycare at Paradise Pet Resorts. Let's see if they have room for boarding.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier to leave him, knowing they'll take care of him like he's their own.
Paradise Pet Resorts will take great care of your furry family member. You get to go away, and your pet gets a vacation. See for yourself on the webcams. Just download the app and look at all those wagging tails.
Dogs are pack animals who don't do well left alone all day. They need plenty of mental and physical exercise, as well as lots of opportunities to play, sniff, explore, and socialize. Doggy daycare is a practical solution for keeping your dog stimulated, as opposed to chewing, digging, and barking when you're not home.
Pets prefer Paradise. Pet tested, pet approved. Book now for boarding and daycare. Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park in Santa Rosa. ParadisePetResorts.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with special guest today, Michelle Anna Jordan. John Ash has the morning off. We're working through the movies that Michelle will be cooking for. It's the movies. It's really cool. It's dinner and a movie series at over in Sebastopol, everybody's favorite movie theater, the Rialto Cinemas. So we covered the one tomorrow. Tickets are available. Few out of the 40 that are available for tomorrow night's Big Eden. That's the name of the movie, along with Michelle's beautifully seasonal spring dinner. Coming up in June, oh my gosh, The Godfather Part 2, the 50th anniversary?
Yes.
This is one of your favorite films.
Of course, yes. Well, The Godfather, the first Godfather, I think, probably the most flawless movie ever made. That movie from the moment it opens. Remember the opening line of that of Godfather?
No.
I always test people with this. I believe in America. It's the opening line when the screen is still black and it's just starting. It's like, I believe in America.
Well, you said it very good. Too.
So anyway, Godfather 2. Godfather 2 has both Robert De Niro and Al Pacino in it, though not in scenes together, of course. So, I mean, how can you not love
Six
Godfather 2?
Academy Awards.
Yeah.
My gosh. Best Picture, Classic Italian Meal. So this is on June
9th.
The 9th.
June 9th. Okay. And the centerpiece of that will be Porchetta.
I think this is going to be a quick sellout, to tell you
I think
truth.
So, too, because, because it's The Godfather.
So would you talk about this menu?
Sure. We're starting out with, because tomatoes won't be in full swing yet, even though people will be buying them, they won't. Slicing tomatoes won't be ripe in Sonoma County yet. So I'm going to do a caprese salad on skewers using cherry tomatoes, because cherry tomatoes always ripen first. So that will be the appetizer course. Then Risi Ibisi, which is a classic rice and pea soup, Italian rice and pea soup. And then the porchetta. And I'm doing the porchetta. I'm not doing the loin, where, I have an entire pig loin and the whole thing, because partly that's a really complicated way to cook. If you want to get the both the pork belly and the loin done perfectly, I leave that to somebody else. So I'm doing just the pork belly, and I'll be stuffing it with a mixture of, I'm not sure yet, but I know there will be some sausage, some mushrooms.
I always think that the pork belly is more forgiving than the pork loin. Because it has more fat. The pork loin I've had horrible problems. I've tried porchetta a couple times, and I gave up.
And well, as Julia Child was fond of saying, they've ruined beef, and now they're ruining pork. So the reason we don't like pork loin anymore is because there's not enough fat to keep it moist.
Yeah.
So that's another reason. So, and then it's, in Italy, it's traditional to serve porchetta with Italian potato salad. So there'll be some Italian potato salad. And let's see, I'm trying to think. I think on that one, I'm also going to have a roasted sweet pepper salad for some more acid.
Are you going to do radicchio, or are you going to do a radicchio salad or pepper salad? Not sure.
I think I'm going to do roasted sweet peppers and then a potato salad. I don't know if I'm going to, radicchio is always something I'm considering because I love it. So we'll see. And then for dessert,
but it's got to be cannoli.
Of course. And everybody gets it in a little bakery box with take the cannoli on it. So we hand it to them as they go into the theater. Mm-hmm. So that's a tradition we started with the very first one.
And let's just do a quick oversight about the wines that are available to pair with these.
Well, it's pretty amazing that we have a theater with a liquor license. And what I do for each of the dinners, I go through and I choose three or four wines out of their selection that I recommend. Okay. Any of the wines on their wine list are available, but then they'll put Michelle recommends and put them up there.
Perfect. So, that's optional.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's optional and additional. We don't factor, the price of $59 per person does not include wine.
Okay.
Or beer.
So we've taken care of the April 21st Big Eden, which is tomorrow. And then we've just mentioned the June 9th one, The Godfather Part 2 from 1974, the 50th anniversary of this landmark movie, and your menu for there. When we come back, we'll grab the other two dates, August 18th and October 13th. Diva and Rosemary's Baby?
You
Let's
bet.
Let's find out about that when we come back. The Ramsey Show.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KSRO, is brought to you by Cobran Financial. Can you retire? Find out with Cobran Financial.
The Petaluma Eastside Market at Lucchese Park is open every Tuesday, 10 to 1:30. Create your own healthy farm-to-table meals. Chicken, lamb, and beef available from the local farmers and ranchers, including Bevis Springs Ranch in Petaluma. Get Petaluma cheeses from Acadena Cheese. Pick up baked goods from Redbird or Bedstone Bakery, Revolution Bread, The Bakery, and Hillsburg Bagel Company. Grab seasonal vegetables from Sonoma County local Ortiz Family Farm. Sunray Farm has certified organic produce and flowers from Sonoma Valley. The Peach Guy offers small-scale walnuts and citrus from Winters. Fresh spring flowers are abundant. Have lunch or dinner from Chad's Soup Shack, What a Chicken, Belfair, The Green Grocer, Tacos Don Pepe, Holy Chili Mole, and Chava's Pizza. Grab a drink from Myriad Coffee and Bai Chai Boba Tea. You'll also find artisans and crafters with candles, jewelry, and so much more. Order online for curbside shopping service. More info at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Morning, Danny.
Whoa, hey, Aunt Laura. Morning. Wasn't expecting you.
Well, you kind of got me thinking about Gotelli Plumbing.
Yeah? What about? The dancing inflatable noodle thingy for the front of the building? You know, with its arms and body just flapping around?
No. I was thinking about when you called me a wizard.
I said you were wise like a wizard.
Yes, but our plumbers are too. They are like wizards of plumbing.
It is kind of magical how they go into your home, get the plumbing working, leave.
And it's like they were never there.
Well, except the toilet works and the faucet isn't leaking.
The clog is gone. The water heater's new.
Like they were never there.
Gotelli Plumbing Magic.
G-O-T-E-L-L-I.
GotelliPlumbing.com.
Yeah, Gotelli Plumbing Magic.
What's making that noise?
Got it on Amazon.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
You're in charge of a huge event and everything's ready, except one thing.
Flowers?
No. How do you protect attendees? Santa Rosa's SoCo Private Security provides peace of mind for the smallest private event to the largest fairs and festivals. SoCo Private Security guards have the training and apparel to make your special event special. More info at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So we have a couple movies to go. Michelle Anna Jordan cooking, pairing with great movies at the Rialto Cinemas starting tomorrow, April 21st. June 9th brings you The Godfather. Now coming up to August 18th. Now, Kai Boyd, the founder, owner of Rialto Cinema, says this is his favorite movie of all time. What's the deal?
Yes. Well, I saw it when it first came out. I actually have the soundtrack on vinyl. I should frame it and give it to Kai. Oh, he might be listening, in which case it would
Diva
be a surprise.
From 1981.
Diva. And it takes place in Paris. And the story, I just remember the crush that the guy on the Vespa light. I don't think it's an actual Vesta, but the motorbike, and he has a crush on this amazing opera star. But there's all these subplots where he's being chased by, I don't know if it's the French mafia, or he's being chased. There's all the stuff that goes on. But so much of it for me was he had a crush on this really wonderful black woman who could sing amazing opera. And a baguette and butter factor in very importantly in this film. And since we're doing it in August, I'm going to be doing the best baguettes I can find. I'm going to play around with the butter. I'll probably make my own butter, which I love to do. And then for the main part of the meal, I'm going to do a grand aioli. And if you remember the grand aioli we had up at Preston Vineyards in the 90s with Sonoma Provence Exchange. So I'm going to be doing something similar. It'll be individual portions. I mean, served individually, not, you know, in a big, not family style. But basically, a grand aioli is freshly made aioli, of course, the garlic mayonnaise, and then seasonal vegetables, hard-boiled eggs, and some sort of protein. One of the things that is traditional is stewed octopus, but I draw the line before I don't eat octopus. I don't cook octopus. I'm probably
salt cod.
Exactly. I'm going to do stewed salt cod, and I love salt cod. And then for dessert, my plan was to do peach galettes, but since I'm doing strawberry galettes for tomorrow night, I'll probably still do peach galettes, especially if we have Arctic Jim white peaches,
favorite,
which are the best peach in the
that.
World. So that's it's going to be really fun. I mean, anything with that much garlic is guaranteed to be fun.
Well, I haven't seen Diva since 1981.
I haven't either.
I know I loved it, but I couldn't have told you what the storyline was.
And I don't think I did very well with it either.
Well, I think you did quite good. So that's coming up on August 18th, Journey with Michelle to Paris, and see Kai's favorite movie.
Yes.
How many thousands of movies has this guy seen over the last 40 plus
years?
I
think he sees a couple hundred movies every year as he's deciding which movies to show at the Rialto. And I love how much he loves movies. That's why he's in this business. And his love of movies is absolutely infectious.
And now we're going to get a really inside psychological profile. I thought I knew Michelle pretty well over the last 35, 40 years, but I guess I didn't, because I see here we're going to celebrate one of Michelle Anna Jordan's favorite movies, which is
Rosemary's Baby. And a lot of people just look at me like, what? Some people back up a little bit. I thought about it a lot, and after seeing that, did you see The Kid Stays in the Picture?
No.
About the director, Robert Evans. Mm. It's really good. And there's a lot of talk about how Rosemary's Baby came to be, how Roman Polanski took the book, he took the book to a hotel room over the weekend and fell in love with it. And I think that my connection to the movie is it was my first real experience of just unbridled creative genius. He loved that movie, and I think that is why that movie is so compelling. Every scene, the cinematography, the subtle little things. Like, there's this one point in the movie where Laura Lynn, one of the aging, you know, Satanists, she gets told she's rocking the cradle too fast, and it's like, let Rosemary rock the cradle. It's her baby. This is right near the end. She walks by. She walks by and she sticks her tongue out at Rosemary, and it's just this little, I mean, it takes place in less than a second. It's hilarious.
So Michelle, what foods are you going to pair with a movie about aging Satanists?
It's actually really easy, because in the early film, Maurice Evans plays one of Rosemary's really close friends, and they go to his house for dinner, and they have roast lamb.
Okay.
And so what I'm doing a Turkish dish that is roast lamb, garbanzo, or chickpeas, rice, cilantro, some sort of toasted nut. It's a delicious dish. Really, really good. But we're starting out with raw liver. Just kidding. We're starting out with something I am calling velvet mousse.
Ooh.
And it's a really delicious really delicious chicken liver pate.
That's beautiful.
Really, you know, and it's more like the British potted meats, and that just means it has a higher percentage of butter.
Okay. And you're going to have a Halloween costume party along
the the costume party will be Minnie or Roman Castevet. We'll have some good pictures of them. We'll have that up on the website in time. And I'm thinking of a really good prize to encourage people to come as either Minnie or Roman Castevet.
Okay, that's October 13th. Rosemary's Baby. We'll want to know more about that. And this is very exciting. So you can go to the website.
Go to the website, rialtocinemas.com. There are three. There's one in El Cerrito, one in Berkeley, and then
the one in Sebastopol.
Sebastopol with 9 theaters.
A joy as always. Thank you.
It goes. This is the fastest hour.
It is a quick
ever.
Hour.
It just flies by.
Michelle
with you, Steve. Thank you.
On behalf of myself, John Ash, back next week. I'm Steve Garner. Stick around. More great listening on KSRO News Talk Radio for all of Sonoma County.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.